Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from today at 7:50 a.m. Central Time, the wagons roll out for UK's Corn, Soybean, and Tobacco Field Day at their Research and Education Center in Princeton. Helping coordinate is Chad Lee, Director of the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks to come in. We usually pull in folks from several neighboring states as well, and we appreciate that. Topics this year include a special section on soil health. We've got another one on just basic production systems. There's a separate tobacco section as well. There's pest management considerations, so things like seed treatments, our new technologies and weed control issues, and we've had a lot of those coming up in the last few weeks, and then some disease management things as well.
He asks that attendees pre-register so they can get an accurate count for the closing luncheon. He says the early start and conclusion with lunch has been popular.
We did this, went to this format several years ago as a way to avoid the heat of the afternoon. And then that frees folks up to get back and do some other things they may need to get done as well.
He asks that you email Colette Laurent for that lunch count at the Research and Education Center at claurent@uky.edu. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
In addition to his role as extension agronomist, Chad Lee has been appointed director of the new, still in the planning stages, Grain and Forage Center of Excellence, to be built on and around the current Princeton facility.
We should have another set of drawings that we'll be able to show them at that point, just to show them the next step in the process. We're looking at construction occurring January of 2018, so we can certainly show them where we are in terms of the design process.
Again, he asks for pre-registration. Check with your local extension office for details. He says this event is always fun, but truly valuable for a variety of folks.
We really try to target this field day to give some timely information and then also some relevant summaries on production systems. And the turnout that we get year to year tells us that we've got a good program that farmers, crop consultants, and other scouts enjoy coming to.
That's next Thursday, rain or shine, the Corn, Soybean, and Tobacco Field Day in Princeton. Wagons get rolling at 7:50 a.m. local time. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.